You know the thing about a shark, he's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, doesn't seem to be living at all. Until he bites you. And those eyes roll over white. And you don't hear nothing but the screaming and the hollering.
Yeah, that's too obscure for me. I'm sorry.
Too obscure?
Sorry about it.
It's a combination of Jaws and Always Sunny. It's Always Sunny. It's Charlie from Always Sunny quoting Jaws, talking about zombies, but he misquotes part of it. So, yeah. It's a mashup of that.
That damn show.
Anyways,
dude.
My name's Levi.
My name's Nick.
And you're listening to Two Beards and Some Beers, a podcast that talks a little bit about beer and a lot about whatever the fuck we want to. And what are we drinking today, Nick?
Today, we are drinking Ballast Point's Fathom IPA, not their lager that apparently exists.
Did you buy the wrong one?
Nope.
Okay.
But ask me again.
Hey, Nick, did you happen to buy the Lager Fathom instead of the Fathom IPA?
Nah, I bought the IPA. I did. But still, that would suck.
Yeah.
Comes
in some cans. Some candies. Candy boys.
In cans.
We haven't talked about, like, ABV and IBV. Those things. Letters. For a while, I don't think. I feel like we... Maybe we talk about them, I just forgot, but consciously I'm not remembering talking about them.
I think you're right. Maybe. So, anyways, this one is 6% with 50 IBUs, so should be right dead center for us, but I guess we'll find out, eh?
Yeah, I've had one of these before the podcast, sometime last week.
Mm.
I wasn't a fan at the time, so I'm interested to see if my opinion has changed.
Yeah. I think right now, much like this IBU, I'm sitting right dead center on this beer.
Yeah, it's definitely got some sweetness because of, like, it's very heavy on the citrus side.
Right.
And I think it's kind of sticky even.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's definitely like a classic West Coast IPA, but like I just want more, I don't know, maybe it's not more of something as it is just like less of that like sweetness it's got going on.
Maybe it's like pick one or the other.
Yeah,
go hoppy. Or go hazy IPA.
Yeah.
It's like they couldn't make up their minds. I don't know.
Right.
I haven't drank enough of it yet to make an opinion, but I'm kind of...
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the road after the first couple sips that I've had.
I could see some situations where I would really love this, though. Like in the middle of a hot day at the beach.
Yeah.
I can feel that.
I mean, it is the Fathom IPA, so it kind of makes me think of water, beachy.
Mm.
Almost makes me want to talk like a pirate, but I don't think I can do a pirate accent. That's why I went with Jaws.
That's fair.
So, yeah.
I think we talked before when we did either the... I'm trying to think. I feel like we might have done like a couple Ballast Points by now, right?
We did the Sculpin Unfiltered.
Uh-huh. See, the problem is I don't know what actually made it to be an episode that was posted.
No, absolutely. We should probably go through those episodes and figure out what we drank so we can actually drink those beers.
Yeah, not a bad plan.
That's a list of 8 beers that we've had that we just haven't done podcasts on.
So. Yeah, I think it was just a matter of like, we just got way too far ahead of ourselves and we're like, eh, fuck this. Like, we want to be more like current with like what we talk about and like the time frames of like when we're talking about things. And so not necessarily that those episodes suck, although they may. I feel like it's just nicer to be like more current, you know?
Yep.
So
great.
Yeah. So I saw this post on Instagram and it was a funny post, mm-hmm. but it talks about something that I have no idea what the fuck it is. And I think you've been wanting to talk about it a little bit. And it's microdosing.
Yes.
I don't know. This guy, it was like a funny video and he was just like doing some random shit. And he's just like, I don't know. He said something about microdosing. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck? What the fuck? I don't know if I'm enough or what.
See, I was going to ask you what your thoughts on it were.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Because I have a friend who wants to be on our podcast at some point, and I guarantee that he'll probably bring this up. So, I don't really know a lot about it either. But mm-hmm. from what I understand, it's taking something like psilocybin, which is a chemical in certain mushrooms. I don't think it's like, I don't know what to classify it as, because it doesn't like, it's not like a hallucinogenic, I don't think, but it is like a psychedelic drug, I suppose.
Okay.
And microdosing is like taking minuscule amounts of something like psilocybin over an extended period of time, rather than like, you know, eating a bunch of mushrooms to get high. It's like just taking a small amount so that your brain or emotions feel a smaller effect or gradually over an extended period of time.
Interesting.
I guess.
But it doesn't have to be that. Like, it could be like any type of like more intense drug, I guess.
I would think so. I'm just familiar with psilocybin because that's one that my friend group talked about recently. But
yeah. That's interesting. I mean, I guess it sounds safer than just fucking taking everything at once, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's interesting because I was like, I don't know if you know anyone who's done LSD or any other kind of psychedelic like that, but
yes, not in current contact with them, but I, yeah.
People always relate it to like a very like spiritual and philosophic experience. So I'm always like, I'm always curious.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's, I don't know. I don't think I've like thought enough about that stuff. And other than like, I'm just under the impression that a lot of that stuff has just some really weird long-term effects on you.
I am generally in the same opinion, like the, you know, quote unquote science, right, hasn't like suggested that a ton for psilocybin, but I don't know. A lot of people, I think, take it to like feel more creative or, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah. Or to, and like, I guess,
for their anxiety or depression. And to me, it's like, I mean, I'm a believer in medication, but mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm necessarily a believer in you deciding your own medication. And yeah, then for like the creative part of it, I'm like, I don't know. I think that's like, I think creativity is a flexed muscle. Like, you work it out, you don't
totally
stumble upon creativity.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And that's actually what I was going to hit on too, once you brought that up. Like, I guess I've never been a person who really, I try to avoid taking medication at all costs as it is. And I'm talking about even like ibuprofen, because first off, call me whatever the hell you want, but I don't fucking trust any of that shit, to be honest. I don't, you know what? I don't care. And I understand that a lot of different medications like help certain people and help certain, you know, diseases or whatever that people have. And that's amazing. And that's awesome. And I'm so glad that we have the ability to do that for people. But for me, if I know that there's nothing wrong with me, if I just have like a small headache or my muscles ache, it's like, okay, well, if I just fucking like drink some water or eat some protein, like, I'm probably just going to feel better rather than just like shoving pills down my throat and, you know, causing this temporary fix. So I just try to avoid taking things like that at all costs anyways. And I don't really like to take things if I don't think that I need them. So I feel like this would kind of fall even under that category for me.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I'm pro medicine, but at the same time, kind of like you mentioned, I think everything, you know, as far as health wise should be approached like, or, you know, I get health and emotional health, mental health, all that stuff should be approached from a like holistic perspective. Like you said, you know, you could have a headache because you're not drinking enough water or not getting the right nutrients.
Right.
Or you're not getting enough sleep, or, you know, there's so many things, and same thing with like, totally, you know, mental and emotional health. It's like, okay, definitely. Yeah, I'm absolutely a believer of, you know, going to a therapist and a psychiatrist and getting prescribed medication for those issues. But also, yeah, like, if you can, because I get that it's difficult, been there, yeah, before, but like exercise and eating correct.
Right.
You know, all that stuff, yeah, just plays a big part of it.
Yeah, there's so many other factors. And then, you know, like you're saying, that's not to say that there are some people that just have this chemical imbalance that nothing as simple as that is going to do the trick. And, you know, there's people like that. But I think there's also people that something like that could do the trick. And even if that isn't going to completely cure it for you, like, why not better yourself, you know?
Well, that's what I think about in microdosing, because it generally they're not trying to, like, from my experience of, you know, talking with people who microdose or, right, are considering microdosing, usually there isn't a outlying problem. It's just like they're interested in it, or they see the benefits and no downsides. And I'm like,
yeah,
I mean, just because you don't know the downsides doesn't mean there aren't any for you. And like the benefits, yeah, that you gain, there are other ways to gain the benefits, like creativity and clarity in your mind and stuff, than,
totally,
I don't know, introducing a chemical. But
I think,
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Right. No, I know. I have all my opinions, and most of it isn't even backed by facts or science or any of that. It's just personal experience and, you know, just my own thoughts. But you know, we say all these things about, you know, stuff like that, but then I feel like a lot of people would be like, yeah, well, you drink a lot of alcohol. And it's like, well, you're not wrong. Yeah, you're not wrong. But I don't know. I guess you could say that's probably in the same boat, because I think there's a lot of downsides and a lot of pros to alcohol, and, you know, beer more specifically, I guess. But
no, yeah, and general, that's like, even though, you know, I'm like, generally when I think about it, I'm against doing things like microdosing. I'm not like against it for anyone else, I guess, like, it, you, right, know, free country, totally, do what you want.
Yeah,
I'm actually,
you want,
I'm actually even kind of interested in doing it, because it, like, I don't like things like that, just pique my, like, I'm a generally curious person. So it's like, right, I would like really contemplate like taking LSD, for example, because I'm like, I kind of want to know what people are experiencing.
Right.
So no judgment. And like you said, we drink a fair amount of beer.
Right.
But mostly we drink it because we enjoy it, not,
yeah,
because the effects of alcohol.
Totally. And that's one thing that I always tell people or I have told people, you know, they're like, or rather I say, if beer like didn't have this like effect on my brain, or, you know, didn't make you feel a certain type of way, but it still tasted the exact same way, I'd still fucking drink it. Or even vice versa, even if it still, you know, gave me all these effects and whatnot, but it tasted like shit, like, then I wouldn't drink it.
Yeah, if we had this amount of variety and flavor profiles in non-alcoholic beers, I think we would, you know, probably drink a lot of non-alcoholic beers.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So.
But, I don't know. And then, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot that goes into my thoughts about that kind of stuff.
So, what else have you been up to, other than looking at Instagram posts about microdosing?
Well, been climbing a little bit, kind of trying to get back into that.
Stretching out that butthole.
Yeah, dude. And it's been fine. I've been sucking, mostly because I took a month off. But it's been good. Kind of, it feels really good to get back in the gym. That's for sure. Climbed a little bit the other day, on Wednesday, and my forearms are still fucking sore.
Nice.
But feels good. I did a little bit of skating today too. I'll say it's skating for the first time. What?
All the activities.
Yeah, man, it's just who I am, and I fucking hate just being, like, out of commission. It is my absolute worst nightmare, just not being able to do shit.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back into, like, exercising and stuff whenever this whole project's done and I can actually sleep.
Yeah, no kidding.
Be alive at a normal time.
Honestly. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we're two beards and some sleepy heads today, because I actually just woke up from a nap right before you called me.
Yeah, we started or planned on recording at 3, and I woke up at 2:45 from like what I would call like the majority of my sleep. I sleep, you know, I probably slept from, I don't know, 10 to 2:45 or 10:30 to 2:45. So like...
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sad that I have a 4-hour block of time that's like the majority of my sleep, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I don't have an excuse. I've just been tired today. Like, from the moment I woke up, I'm like, man, I'm not feeling it today at all. You know, I got some coffee, got some exercise in, and
I hate those days.
I don't know. So I just...
Generally, I hate those days. I actually love those days on Sundays, because Sunday naps are the greatest thing in the world.
So, well, you know what? I love those days if I don't have to work the next day. But if I do have to work the next day, I feel like I gotta get the most out of my day then. Because it's like, well, I work tomorrow, so I want to enjoy today. I don't want to just fucking sleep the whole day. That's not like fun.
And you generally kind of have like a one day weekend, right?
Yeah, typically. A lot lately, I've been getting like Thursday, Friday off, which has been kind of nice.
Nice.
Yeah, but it is very common for me to get like a Wednesday, Friday, or like a Monday, Friday, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of more spread out. But it's been the past like 2-3 months, I would say. It's been, unless there's like people on vacation or something like that, it's been pretty standard that I've been getting like a Thursday, Friday, which has been pretty great. So it's been nice. What about you? What you been up to lately?
Work and sleep.
Yeah, good shit. Good shit.
I did cook some of my dry aged steaks.
Ugh, dude.
Delicious.
Oh,
so good. And then this morning I decided to make a huge thing of mac and cheese. I don't know why, I've just been craving mac and cheese like
it's fucking delicious.
The past week. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's delicious. That's probably right. Why.
Yeah, that's a good reason, I'd say.
Had some Gouda and cheddar, Parmesan, the cheese that I can't pronounce, Gruyere or whatever it is. I
believe it's Gruyere.
Whatever.
Okay.
Something.
It's delicious, I know that.
All that cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bomb.
Did you get it smoked or just plain?
I think only the Gouda was smoked.
Oh, yeah, dude. Gotta get smoked Gouda. Yeah. That's a no-brainer. Regular Gouda's fine, but smoked is next level.
It just tastes like bacon.
Yeah, it does. It's so fucking good.
Like bacon and cheese. There's not a lot better than that.
We sell, at the store, we sell a Wisconsin Beechwood smoked cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck. That's what it is. It's literally like bacon, but like a beautiful like smokiness on it too. And it's just on a, like a fatty burger. It is just perfect.
Cheese is just so good.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, good.
It's to die for. Speaking of food, this is something that I can't believe I just remembered that we should probably talk about. Apple had their whole like keynote thing, and the fuck is up with that?
I just got like a couple highlights, so
let me tell you what news. Those couple highlights, that's all they talked about.
Oh, is it nothing?
It was such a bogus keynote. Yeah, they didn't talk. Don't they? Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they normally, in like the summer right now, they talk about the iOS and like all the software updates that they're going to be doing? Or is that at a later time?
I think, I don't know about current Apple, but I know like Apple used to do like one big keynote, and that was in like September or October.
Okay, well, so to my knowledge then, lately, they would do one keynote early on, and they would be all about software. And then they would do another keynote in September, about a week or two before the product's launch, about hardware.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. But again, so now are they doing like fucking three keynotes?
Yeah.
So I'm so confused. But so basically, and I'm sure this is what you got, the only fucking thing to come of that was like Apple Pluses, or what do they call it?
I saw some like new Apple iPads. Like they increased the power of the iPad Air.
I didn't see that. I watched the whole like whatever hour and a half, 2 hours the keynote was. And all they talked about was Apple TV Plus.
I saw that.
They talked about the Apple
AirPods
card. Yeah, see, I didn't see that either. I didn't see AirPods. I saw someone talking about AirPods too, and so I don't know what the fuck happened, if I like watched the wrong video or didn't watch enough or what the deal is, but
I saw updates to Apple AirPods, the Apple TV, and then the, which doesn't make any sense to me anymore, and then
wait, all right, we'll talk about it in a second.
Yeah, and then the update to the iPad.
Yeah, so then have you seen their credit card that they're coming out with?
No, I haven't seen anything.
Okay, so I think, I want to say they just call it Apple Card.
Makes sense.
It's basically just, I think it's Apple Card. But it's basically just how your wallet works currently. You know, your card is there, but, you know, you get certain, it's a credit card.
Yeah.
And so you get so much cash back. It's like
their point system, probably, I assume.
No, it's actually not. It is cash. So that is one point they made throughout that, is that, you know, everyone has all these points or whatever, and it can be confusing. Like, how does that translate to like dollars? And they're like, we're not fucking with that. We're just giving you instant cash back. So I want to say it's every week they give you, they call instant cash.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's every week. On like normal shit, it's 2%. On Apple products, it's 3%. And then if you use, because they're also going to send you a physical card, if you use that physical card, it's only 1% back, which I thought to be kind of bogus.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad about it, because I want to move to a society where I don't have a wallet.
Yeah.
I don't want to carry a wallet anymore.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
It's 2019. Yeah. Stop it.
Everything should be digital. There's no excuse.
Put a chip in my arm. I don't care anymore.
That's pretty much what your phone is anyways. Let's be honest.
No, that's the thing. It's so digital now. Like, I mean, Like, people are worried about, oh, the government's going to know where you're at all times. The government already knows where I'm at.
They know
at
where
all
you're times fucking at.
If they cared about me enough.
Right.
I have, you know, a multitude of devices with cameras and listening devices at my house. Like,
yep.
I'm fucked already.
Yeah, if your shit has a shit camera me. And it has a microphone, then they can access that at any point in time if they so choose.
Chip me.
Or, oh, you don't do that and you just email somehow without cameras and microphones? Well, I don't know if you remember that little Obama scheme hacking everyone's Gmail accounts.
Chip me.
Yeah. So, whatever, man. They don't care about shit that we got going on in our lives. There's nothing that we could do unless we're murdering people that they'd really give a shit about.
Listen, if I'm going to be monitored 24/7, I might as well get some benefit out of it. So, like, just make my life more convenient.
I will say, I do feel pretty violated when I'm scrolling through Instagram and an advertisement pops up that is solely only based off of something that I've talked about like an hour ago. Never looked up or researched in my life, just talked about like an hour ago. I feel pretty violated when shit like that happens, though. And I don't understand how it's fucking legal either, to be honest.
Yeah, there's, like, you gotta think, like, in 10 or 15 years, we're gonna figure out why that happens.
Right, yeah.
Because it happens to everyone so much that it's gotta be more than a coincidence, right?
Well, no, it's a thing. Like, it's just a thing. There's no getting around it. There's absolutely no getting around it. It's a thing. And I also I'm led to believe that somehow it's legal, because otherwise somebody would have done something about it by now.
Yeah, but you have all these companies saying, like, they don't listen to you.
Right. Yeah, well, so Apple might not, and they claim that they don't, at least. But they have the technology that allows other people to do that, a.k.a. Instagram. Honestly, Instagram is the worst culprit that I've seen. I've never experienced advertisements anywhere else just based off of things I've talked about other than Instagram. Obviously, you know, cookies, that makes sense. If you're browsing something on one website and then you go to another and, you know, they've tracked you via cookies and so they know what you've looked at and so they can curate ads to fit that. And that makes sense. You know, there's like digital proof and that is legal and they even tell you, hey, we're taking cookies on this site, just so you know. But when it comes down to like shit that we're talking about, like, I'm trying to think. Like, I don't typically buy Nike products ever. They're just too fucking expensive. I can't justify spending the money on it. But if we sit here for like an hour and talk about Nike products, even though I'm not looking it up or anything, guarantee you there will be an ad on my Instagram later for Nike.
See, I don't know if that happens. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Like,
it's happened to me on many occasions.
I know that. Like, you know, people on Facebook make those posts about it being all freaky and stuff, but I just don't. Oh. I just don't think it's true.
Here's something, actually, that I saw on Instagram. So,
here, let me say, like, Nike, like, five times just to see if it happens. Nike, 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 Nike.
Nike shoes.
Nike shoes. Love those shoes, man. Wonder where I can buy Nike shoes.
Telling you, bro. It's going to
happen. If it happens, then you know what?
Yep. So
talk about it again next week.
I listened to the Rooster Teeth podcast and it was this whole thing where they were talking about Antarctica and how Gus pronounces it like a fucking idiot.
How does he pronounce it?
Antarctica.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I know. And it's really hard to say, actually. It's really hard to say it that wrongly. But anyways, why the fuck would I look up Antarctica ever for no reason at all? Other than listening to this podcast,
maybe
I've heard
you
it and it's been
there.
Said out loud. No, fuck you. And
maybe
so then
like
on Instagram a few days later, I don't know what the ad was for, but it just had a picture of Antarctica. Like a map, like on a map, Antarctica. And it said something about it. But
you were listening to
Dude, like that's podcast. Really niche. That's really niche, though. It's not like there's no physical text anywhere. It's just via like voice.
Yeah, but there's cookies on watching that, right? So like that makes sense to me.
It would make sense to me if I had a Rooster Teeth ad on Instagram, but it was something they were just talking about. And the phrase Antarctica wasn't written anywhere, like in the comments or like.
That's why I'm interested about the Nike thing right now, because I haven't looked up anything involving Nike. I've only literally just said, I mean, I guess the podcast technically now, but
wait, what do you mean?
Well, just because we've mentioned Nike on the podcast, but if I see a Nike Instagram or something ad, this week before the podcast releases or anything, then, you win.
Yeah. Telling you, dude.
But I don't think I will.
It's weird.
I don't think I will.
I bet you won't. And then the day after the podcast comes out, you will. And it's like,
yeah, but then it's on the internet.
But that still doesn't make sense.
I don't know that technology. I'm just saying I don't think they're actively listening to us through our microphones.
I'm telling you they are.
Hey, I'm willing to be proved wrong here.
I had friends, haven't even booked flights yet. Haven't even bothered looking up flights yet. They were looking to take a vacation to Ireland. And they were more specifically like, yeah, like we'll probably like fly from here to New York to Ireland. I kid you not, like later that night, they had advertisements on Instagram, like later that night, very specifically from Illinois to New York to Ireland. Pretty fucking weird, man.
I see a Nike ad, I'll just break my phone. Then I'll go get an iPhone X because they're growing on me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, you get used to it really quick. It's pretty nice. You have the 8 Plus right now?
I just the 8.
Oh man, God.
I don't like huge phones.
No. You do, though. For editing pictures, watching videos, you're going to have such a better time. Everything, you're going to get so used to the size that when you go to hold a small phone, you're gonna be like, ooh, this is way too small. I promise you.
The design of the iPhone X has grown on me.
Yeah, the little notch at the top doesn't bother me as much as I thought it would.
Yeah.
And having honestly, like
the better camera and stuff.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, the better camera is fantastic. But I also the iPhone, I got the newest one, the XS Max, and it is really reminiscent for me of my iPhone 4, where, you know, it's got the glass. Yeah, it's just got the glass front and back, you know, it's same color, aluminum sides. It's, you know, it's obviously bigger and more beveled, but it reminds me of the good old days and iPhone 4.
I've been going naked the past probably week on my iPhone.
Me too.
It feels so nice.
You want to know what swayed me?
It's so slippery and so nice. Yes, it is.
It is. Yeah. It was, now I can't fucking remember this guy's name. It was on Joe Rogan's podcast. He had, this is going to bother me. He's black and he has hair and.
Black and has hair.
Yeah. Very famous guy. Can't think of him. It's going to come to me later on. But anyways. He goes naked on his iPhone, and Joe Rogan's like, dude, how do you fucking do that? Like, that gives me, like, anxiety just, like, looking at your phone right now. And he goes on this whole spiel. He's like, you know, when you see the army guys or, you know, whatever corps, they take their guns and they're flinging them all around, whatever. They're spinning them like crazy. And, you know, you're thinking, like, why the fuck are you doing that? Like, you know, what purpose could that possibly serve? And he's like, you know what? If you ever noticed, they never drop their gun. And let me tell you what. That's because their gun is their life. And if they drop it, they're dead. And he's like, so every time I get a new iPhone, what I do is I hold it, I take it in my hand, I just kind of twirl it around and spin it like crazy in my hand, you know, just get a feel for it. And then he's like, I haven't dropped a phone since.
Yeah, but my phone drops out of my pocket all the fucking time.
Kind of sounds like you have really small pockets.
No, it's like wearing shorts and sitting down.
Oh, like yeah, that's a thing.
Or
yeah,
slacks, because I don't wear jeans a lot, so like,
yeah,
it's not a grippy texture.
Mm-hmm. That is a problem. Whenever I wear like shorts, I try to just, for the most part, hold my phone or try to like intentionally, like, you know, when you sit down,
I put it on my desk a lot.
Yeah, that's, yeah, right. Either that or I try to like move the pocket with my phone in it, mm-hmm. like into my crotch area,
yeah.
rather than like letting it sit by my side.
Yeah, you want it vibrating on your dick.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. As long as it doesn't break and whatever happens else is fine.
Your dick?
Yeah, as long as it doesn't break, we're fine. but so yeah, it kind of inspired me. I'm like, you know, I've always loved, I mean, they just look so good when they're not in a case and they feel so good.
It's all about the feel for me.
It's all, yeah, it does. It feels really nice. And so I'll probably put a case on it eventually again, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm also like really playing with fire here because I'm on the whole, like, I can trade in my phone every year for the new one as long as my phone isn't like fucked.
Yeah.
So definitely testing fate here with that.
It's good. It's good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's the matter with me. I've honestly been getting bored of my phone already. Like, not like bored of it. Just I'm like, wow, I just want something new.
I'm not bored at all.
I have a problem.
Yeah, I think you have a problem.
I have a problem.
You just need to like get a camera or something.
I know. I know. I really want one. It's something that I've wanted to get into for a long time. But, and I know you say, you know, I could find like a decent camera, you know, for like a couple $100 or something like that. But
dude, that's my recommendation to everyone. First camera, buy used, like Nikon D3300.
Right.
Or the Canon equivalent. Because, right. Yeah. Let's see what one costs at Amazon right now.
Mm. I'd be down. I've always, like I said, I've always wanted to, and I really enjoy photography. And I, ironically, I think what.
Yeah, less than $300 used on Amazon.
That's pretty good. That's pretty nice. That's not bad at all.
I assume there's like cheaper on like Facebook and Craigslist too, but
yeah. Right, right. I think what's gotten me into photography from the beginning is honestly the editing side of it, because I really like editing like pictures and videos and such, and like graphic design type stuff I've always kind of like dabbled with, and so I think that just kind of translated into like getting good shots, because I mean, you can only shine a shit so much, because like it's still gonna be a piece of shit. So it obviously starts with a good picture.
Yep.
And so it's always interested me, and I really like it a lot. So one of these days when I can afford to do that, you know, when I'm not worrying about moving across the entire country.
It's true.
Yeah. So, have you gone? I feel like, well, I actually know the answer to this question already, I guess. Because it feels like you haven't been doing a lot of photography lately, and that's probably due to your dumb fuck schedule.
Yeah, mostly because of that. I haven't done too much. Like, I think Chicago is like the most pictures I've taken at any time recently, outside of like beer stuff.
Right. How did you feel about like taking pictures here? Because it was, at least to me, like it was pretty rushed. Like it was kind of like it's really fucking cold. Like we want some cool pictures, but it's also really fucking cold and we want to like get moving.
Yeah, it's tough because I don't know. There's like, I have a, I don't know. I would say like I've developed my kind of like photography style and stuff already, mm-hmm. already. And like, it's definitely not city photography, right. And then like I also don't think it's like when I take pictures for the podcast, it's very like clean and not like styled for me, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Like, I'm not in my environment and it's fucking cold, like you mentioned, so I'm rushed and I'm like not shooting to be creative. I'm like shooting for the podcast.
Mm.
So yeah, it's like I add all those three variables together and it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. Maybe we'll have to do some shit like that in Seattle, kind of push you in that direction to kind of have more fun with that, you know, rather than like doing it as a task. It would be more of like a, not to say you don't enjoy it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, less of a task and more of like something creative that you really enjoy.
And the other thing is like, because the podcast and streaming and stuff, I've like been trying to really learn about like audio and video stuff. So I've just not been doing too much photography because I'm like pretty invested in that.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But it's all fun. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel it.
I'm excited for you to be out here so we can both start doing creative things.
Yes. Yeah, just in general.
Yep.
We'll have to yeah, I wanna like force you into like getting into like video and video editing.
Yeah, I've done a couple like Instagram stuff now, like over the past week. Like I did the my cutting the steak. The right. aged steak. Yeah. That was a cool video. And then the video I posted for last week's podcast.
Oh yeah, I remember. I did catch that
where
one.
Where the beer exploded.
Good shit. Good shit. Yeah, I don't know what it was, man. Those beers are just testy. I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah, obviously, like, since it happened to both of us, there's clearly something.
Yeah, it wasn't like you were just, like, shaking around. Like, it was a thing. So I don't know what the deal is with them.
We talk about this beer?
Yeah.
It's early, but...
Yeah, I went through that first one pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm almost done. Like, I'm like a larger drink or a couple small drinks away.
Yeah. Ooh. That one almost exploded on me too.
It is quite sticky. But it's not real sticky. Just stickier than I would think.
Kind of have a word for it that I've been bouncing back and forth with because I know what you're talking about. All right, let's see here. So, look. It's a very light, clear, kind of just, West Coast, like, looking beer.
Yeah, it's what you'd expect.
Yeah, it's very, very much like the epitome of something like that. Kind of like golden color, if you will.
Golden. I mean, it's got some orangey tones in there too.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I just attributed that to gold, but you're right. How does it smell? Because I think the taste is a lot more in depth, and the smell doesn't really give you a whole lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not like a strong smell to it, actually.
No.
Maybe it's just the head that's blocking it, which is very foamy. It's like the ocean.
Yeah, but it's also kind of counterintuitive, but like, it's probably like that might be what's happening, but
the
doesn't
foam
really make sense.
Release more.
Right, exactly. It's just very, it smells
I'm getting
very.
Some of the citrusy notes and some of the hops, but like, there isn't
dry.
Enough for me to get into.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. This is just very, like, dry, pale smell to it.
Yeah.
But I think, like, yeah, like you said, the citrus and like hoppy notes can like kind of shine through a little bit, but that's like all you're getting.
And I'm really trying to reach for them too.
Right, exactly, right. So, I mean, moving on from that to taste, like, it's ironic because it's not a very, I guess you could call it pale. I wouldn't call it dry taste, though.
No, it's not dry.
It's borderline sticky. But what I think...
Keep saying that.
keep saying these words. And what I think we get that from is... Hear me out. So, you know when you go to the brewery and they're like making shit like on the spot there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know that smell that just like fills the air when they're like making beer?
Yeah.
It's very like grainy. Like to me, that smell is very much like they are like boiling some grain.
See, I don't know. I get what you're saying like as part of the components, but I don't think that's like the stickiness that
it really... Well, I mean, because that's where you get your sugars from.
No, I know, but like, it's not like a, I don't know, like it really feels like a Jolly Rancher has coated my mouth a little bit.
Mm.
Like I'm really feeling like it's like that orange stickiness.
But feel-wise, not so much taste-wise.
No, the taste too. Like it's like some pretty strong orange citrus notes to it.
Yeah. I just but mean like I'm not getting like a.
I do see what you're saying, like that piney, grainy taste.
Yeah. That's definitely like you have the citrusy, like lighter, hoppy flavors, but then when you get more towards the body of the beer, it's definitely that like wet grain kind of taste.
Yeah. I agree.
You kind of touched on, I fucking hate you. You kind of touched on feel a little bit there, as we usually do.
Per the use. So have you, have you finished Inbetweeners yet?
Not even a little bit.
All right.
But I am... I've watched episode 6.
Which one is that?
I'm trying to think. Oh, Will hosts the... Or he plans the school dance.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, dance. That's great. Yeah, what's your face? Too jazzy? Fucking suit. Why don't you go hire a suit? I thought that was so funny. You're not going to rent a tux or rent a suit. You're hiring a suit.
Fucking Brits. Their language is
funny. Goddamn
Brits. The reason why I ask is because White Gold Season 2 is now on TV, on air.
I don't know what that is. I know,
but... It's a post Inbetweeners thing that you have to watch.
That's
right. Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to take me long. I'm like kind of watching it with my dad, and I feel like I'm eventually just going to be like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm just going to fucking go through this show because it's too funny, and we're watching like one episode every 3 days.
And
so
I'll rewatch it with you.
It's like, right.
It'll be our
right.
thing. But.
Right. But like, I just need to fucking get through this. I can't stop. I got the itch, man. I can't stop.
And you did watch the video that I sent you about Letterkenny.
Mm-hmm. That was funny as shit, too.
It's a pretty good show.
Yeah, I'd watch that, too. That looks funny. This has nothing to do with anything at all, but... I don't know. My forearms fucking hurt so bad, dude. They're so sore still, like 2 days later. But we just really got to get you climbing when I get up there.
I agree.
Because it's just so much damn fun.
I was starting conversation in the middle of you writing, and I forgot that you can't write and talk at the same time.
So no, not even a little bit.
Writing.
Wait, for feel? What are you talking about?
Yeah, for feel.
Oh, I don't have anything else to say.
All right.
Not that I remember.
Yeah, just stick pale.
All right.
You're saying it's all right?
Maybe. All right, oh, gosh damn it, I'm ripping my headphones out. What do you think? What do you think of it? Mm-hmm.
This one's a hard one for me. There's a lot of things I like about it. There's some things I don't love about it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
If I didn't have a scale in front of me, that had words describing the categories, and someone was like, "How's that beer?" I'd be like, "It's all right."
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a 1 to 2 on our scale, and
yeah,
it seems a little bit low.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 3. Okay. I think it's a little generous, but I'm gonna give it a 3. Just because I do think it is good, and there are probably times that I would like it, but I'm not in love with the beer. I don't know.
No, I'm right. I'm completely right there with you. I was gonna say the exact same thing, and even down to the fact that like it's kind of like last week with the Azaka. Like for whatever reason, and I think I had more of an inclination to want to like the Azaka more than I did. But this beer is along the same lines where it's like, I really want to like this more than I am. But at the same time, like there are a lot of things about this beer that I am enjoying. Like, it's not like I don't enjoy this. Like if someone handed me one of these beers, I would gladly drink it. It's good. It's not a bad beer by any means. There's
other options.
Exactly. If there's other options, this definitely would not be my first choice. But so there's some things I like about it. There's some things I dislike about it. I think, personally, I don't think, like, although it looks like the epitome of a West Coast style IPA, I don't think it tastes like it. I think it's got some weird shit going on in the body.
It's too heavy for how citrusy it is.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's 100% it.
Juicy flavors, but you don't think
juicy,
heavy.
Light, crisp.
Yeah.
This isn't
crisp.
No.
It's sticky. It's kind of heavy.
It is pretty heavy. That's a good way to put it. So yeah, it's again, you know, I would drink it again. It's not a bad beer. I don't think I would go out of my way to buy a 6-pack of it myself. But
I'll finish my 6-pack.
Right, exactly, but, yeah. If I have it in the house, I'll drink it.
I don't think I'm gonna, like, go out of my way to get it again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. But. Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to talk about or throw in there.
I mean, but I got a lot of things to talk about. You know, I've sent you, like, 4 different things, you know, this week. Stone is suing
Miller
Coors. Disney is cracking down on stroller size, and
I think we'll leave the stroller size for maybe next week, because I feel like that's
lawn
something that we can
season. I'm so excited to mow my lawn.
Your 2x2 lawn.
I'm considering changing our name of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's gonna ask you if you turn up your volume on like your TV or your car to like prime numbers or like evens, like or like zeros and fives.
What?
Like your volume in your car. Do you like change it to like 25, 30, 35? I think we already talked about this actually.
I don't think we did.
Either did or we didn't.
I'm pretty positive we didn't. So my car is unique in the sense that I can only have the radio or CDs. And so I have to get one of those,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, what, yeah, well, I mean, what volume you know, do you turn your radio to?
Well, also the actual like radio transmitter device that I use that like is Bluetoothed to my phone.
Yeah.
I have that volume set to 28 out of, I want to say it's either, I think it's 30. And then my car's actual radio, if I'm listening to it, nah, that's just ridiculous. Pretty much, for the most part, the radio in my car, if I want it at a decent volume, I think I put it at like 22. But then if I want it like loud, I'll put it at either 27 or 29.
So you're like optimal volume has nothing to do with the number that the display shows.
Definitely not. Like it doesn't have a whole lot of
TV. Same thing.
Oh, TV. I don't give a shit. I don't even look at it. I literally just turn that thing up until it's loud enough.
Yeah. You're just optimal volume.
Usually with the TV, I'll go till it's too loud, and then I'll go and then I'll down click one. You know.
Yeah, I get that. I feel that. I'm either that way, or I choose prime numbers because I don't like people. I like giving people anxiety. They're like, "Why would you choose 23? Just choose 20 or 25." And I'm like, "No, I want a 23." It's a prime number, bitch. Prime numbers are good.
Yeah. I respect that a lot. That would drive me insane. Well, maybe not. It probably all just depends. And I don't think it would matter.
I don't think you would notice.
Probably not. I wouldn't. I think you're right. I don't think I would notice at all. I think that would bother Renee a lot.
Yeah.
She's one of those people. It's just like, what the fuck? Why wouldn't you just put it down a couple or up a couple?
So, like, prime numbers?
Right, yeah. That's fair. We could probably touch lightly on that stone thing, too, because, I mean, it's not much of a... We've kind of already talked about it a long time ago, where Stone is suing MillerCoors because on their Keystone beer, on one side of the beer, the word stone is like gigantic. Like it takes up the whole fucking can.
Literally.
Yeah. And so their thing is like, well, okay, well, this is clearly them trying to confuse people with our branding as Stone Brewery, and like a stone beer. And so,
and just the reason why we're bringing it up again is because I think yesterday or the day before or whatever, whenever I sent it to you, that was the day that like, the judge was overseeing the case. I don't know the outcome, but
I thought you did, or was that just? I thought that was the outcome, or was that just the judge saying, "Okay, you have a case."
Yeah, it was the judge saying they have the case. I believe.
Okay.
I think I'm not a lawyer scientist.
There's a lot of legal biological terms going on there, and I don't get it all.
But
either way. They'll probably get something out of it, to be honest, because MillerCoors is rich as shit. And so what's going to happen is they're probably just going to settle and then change their cans because they don't care that much. Is my guess.
Yeah.
Because Stone is also a really big brewery at this point. I mean, they're still small enough to be considered craft, but they're a big brewery.
I just... like... Key and Stone are the same size. I don't see their can and I think Stone Brewing. Like it's a different.
I don't either, but that's also because we're aware of it. I think font.
It's a different.
But I think if you also stone. Have someone who drinks like only like Bud Light and Miller and shit like that, like if that's all they drink, they might say, "Hey, give me a Stone beer." They might, or they might just see or someone might say, hey, dude, you should totally pick up a stone beer. They're so good. And so this person is walking through the grocery store and they just see the word stone on the can. And so they grab it.
Yeah,
I could see that I could see that happening.
I don't know.
Again, it's not for the people who actually know.
No, that stone I get, brewery is a thing. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
And at the very least, it's still kind of like infringing on their brand. Whether it's going to actually confuse people or not, it is still kind of infringing on their brand.
But it says Keystone.
Well, it says Keystone, and then on the other side, I think it just says Stone, right?
No, it lit like above the huge stone. It has it has the huge word key. So they're really focusing in on that stone word, but like it, like I'm looking at online, and it says a giant key above stone. In the same font, but same size.
On the actual on the packaging, it's different. On the actual cans, it has a key, same size above it. You're right, but then the stone, since it's a longer word, the stone actually takes up the whole size of the can, whereas key is only like half the size of the can.
Yeah, it does. But like, how else are you gonna do it? Are you gonna say key dash st dash one?
I mean, you could probably just do it horizontal rather than vertical.
Yeah, but like it doesn't have the impact. Like I see what they're going, and I don't think it was like intentional infringement on the Stone brand.
I don't know, man. Then you look at the outside packaging, and it has key on the actual box, and then it has a picture of the can with only the word Stone showing. Like, what's the point of that?
Because that like they can't fit the other like they can't. Fit no.
But why even have the can on there? Do you see the picture I'm talking about? Yeah, where it's like the package of. So why even have the can? Why not just write the word Stone and get rid of the can?
Because they like cold beer. It has like the water misted on the beer.
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. I think it was probably intentional.
I don't think it was. I don't think it's intentional.
If Stone Brewing wouldn't have done anything about this now, I'm curious if they would have if Miller Coors would have taken it further and like tried to even
made an IPA. You know. Keystone IPA.
God forbid. Jesus Christ. I don't know. Either way, like I said, I bet you Miller Coors is just going to settle.
Probably.
So, they'll get some money out of it at the very least. But whatever. To each his own. If you like Keystone beer, fuck you. I've never had it.
Savage.
I've never had it.
I don't think I've had... Well, I don't know. Probably.
I don't think I have.
Not memorable.
I've had a lot of shitty beer, but I don't think I've had that.
It's just like, you know, water.
Exactly right.
Hey, throw me a water.
Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, I've had that before.
And then someone throws me a Coors Light. Thanks. Hydrating.
Very hydrating. All right, let's wrap this up.
All right. You've been listening to Two Beards and Some Beers. Or whatever. And my name is Levi.
My name is Nick, and you have the rest of your day, night, time.
Bye.
Bye.